Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go on and
welcome back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we have a great visit with our good friend Paul Mirsky, Executive Vice President, Chief Economist for the ICBA. That's Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. I encourage you to check that out, that website out, as well as my own website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. So the first quarter of 2014 produced a very unique indicator. The first quarter gross domestic product for America was negative 2.9%, almost negative 3%, which as a standalone quarter in the middle of a non-technical recession period, that was a rare event, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Since the financial meltdown, the economy never really has seemed to get its full footing. It's kind of been going up and down in a W-shaped graph and not really full strength. And, you know, there's a lot of other reasons for that besides Fed policy and you have
Washington's
regulations
policies
and taxes and stalemate in Washington on many things that need to get done and debts and deficits. So the economy really, since the financial meltdown, has been chugging along but never really going full steam. So
right.
That's been a problem, as you well know, and your listeners, kind of a struggle for lenders and borrowers and small businesses alike.
Well, it has, and it's made business not as much fun as it could have been. And so now what we have is we had this almost 3% negative number, which is really frightening because that's, folks, that means one more quarter of negative numbers and we're back in a recession. But as it turns out, and this is brand spanking new hot off the press, folks, this is, the ink is still wet on this report, Paul. Tell us what they've just released as the initial number for GDP for the second quarter.
Right. Just about 12 minutes ago, the GDP numbers came in at 4% growth, which is a strong number, a number we haven't seen for many years. So there is an expectation of a rebound after a very, very weak first quarter. So it's nice to see a strong 4% second quarter. But even so, for the first half of this year, if you put the weak first quarter together, you only have about 1% growth,
1%
real GDP growth for the first half of the year. So hopefully the second half of the year will remain on a more robust level. And, of course, the Federal Reserve has these numbers and will be reporting out from their two-day meeting what they're going to do with the all-important interest rates going forward and how that will impact consumer credit and business credit.
Which we're going to talk about in the next segment, but the thing about this initial report of 4% is from a number of different sources that aggregate into this number. Boy, as it stands right now, Paul, that's a really important number to come in at, because otherwise, if that had come in at 2.85, for example, that would have meant that even though we didn't have two negative quarters, we were negative for two quarters aggregated. And so that, and of course, as you would know so well, Paul, and I'll remind folks in the audience about the first quarter GDP was somewhere around negative 1%, and over a period of a couple of months it got downgraded. So we don't know, even though this is 4%, and I'm not trying to rain on a happy party here, Paul, but we have to realize that in a month or so, that number could be adjusted up or down.
Well, absolutely. The numbers are based on data coming in, initial data coming in. As the Commerce Department Bureau of Economic Analysis gets more information, they revise those estimates. So first quarter was revised. It was down 2.1%. Second quarter up 4%. So it's kind of a seesaw, and kind of the pattern we've seen, not as dramatic, but the pattern we've seen since the financial meltdown of 2008, the economy never really getting a strong footing. But I already see where interest rates are already going up based on this strong GDP report. Interest rates are already ticking up for various treasury bonds and bills, and so that will have an impact on borrowing costs for small businesses.
Right. No question about that. And so, do you, and as the chief economist of the ICBA, do you feel, as what you're seeing out there, do you feel that this 4 GDP number do you feel that that's justified?
Absolutely. I think the economy has slowly strengthened in the past few months and starting to get its footing, and the employment numbers have come in better for the past three
right.
months as well, which is the key. Now we really have to see whether real wages will go
mm-hmm.
up, whether we'll have a problem with inflation, which has been really tame,
right.
And whether the Federal Reserve will start changing its interest rate policy.
But on the employment thing, we've also got to look at participation. We also have to look at the number of hours worked. We're now at averaging, only about 35 hours a week worked, and those are two other things. We come back. The Fed's wrapping up their two-day meeting today, and based on these new numbers, we're going to get Paul Mirsky to give us an idea about what he thinks they're going to decide.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.